faith for supernatural finances. In this message, Pastor encourages that God is raising a generation that will carry the fire and presence of God as well as His supernatural supplies. This message explains 12 things to enjoy the blessing of God in the area of finances.
Hallelujah. Let's open our Bibles to Psalms 27 and verse 13. Psalms 27 and verse 13. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Tonight I want to preach a word on faith for supernatural finances. Being the first Friday of this month of April, a new financial year, I want to take some time to just minister the word and then pray for your finances. So if you don't have a problem that God blessing your finances, lift your hand and praise the name of Jesus one more time and say, Lord, release into my heart the grace and the faith to trust in you for supernatural finances. Amen. You know, our God is a God of supernatural supplies. Beyond natural supply, there is supernatural supply of God. When we look through the Bible, our God is a God who fed Elijah supernaturally by sending ravens with meat. Supernatural. For 3.5 years, morning and evening, God sent the supply. God said unto the prophet, go into the house of the widow of Sarephath. And there, that widow was sustained by supernatural supply. The food wouldn't finish in her house. There was supply all through the time of famine. When it came to a point of having to pay taxes, Jesus told Peter, why don't you go and catch the fish? And there you will find inside the mouth of the fish a supply to take care of your taxes. Some of you struggle with paying taxes this year. It shall not be your portion next year. Jesus told Peter, cast the net into the other side. And there came into that net such a load of fish. Supernatural, not natural. That's not possible. In the wedding feast at Cana, Jesus again supplied their need by turning the water into wine. So our God is a God who supplies all our needs according to His riches in glory. This financial year, may God meet every need of yours supernaturally. And faith is the key to seeing the goodness of God. Well, like somebody said, the goodies of God. I would have fainted until I believed. That's what the psalm says. I would see the goodness of God, the goodies of God in the land of the living. Glory to God. Tonight, put your faith in Jesus Christ. He is your provider. To believe is to see. Open your mouth and say, to believe is to see. I would have fainted unless I believed I would see the goodness of God in the land of the living. I would have fainted until I believed that I would see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So this is nothing new. I would have preached through on finances a lot over the years. But during the start of the financial year, I just want to rehearse your mind. I love the word of God to once again work in that area. For every supply, there is always an act of obedience. an instruction from scripture that you believe and you obey, and God answers it. Job chapter 36 verse 11. This is what the Bible says, Job 36 in verse 11. Let's look through that.
If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity. And their years in pleasures.
If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. There is a connection between obedience and abundance. Isaiah 1 and verse 19 says, if you're willing and obedient, you will see the good of the land. If you're willing, that's an attitude of the heart. And if you obey in action, you will see or eat of the good of the land. You know, the times that we are living in is a time where two things will happen. And some of you who really know the scriptures, you can take it to heart. One, there will be a great revival, a great move of the Holy Spirit. In the last days, I shall pour out my spirit upon all flesh. So there will be an outpouring of God's spirit. When Peter preached that, he preached from the book of Joel. But when you study the book of Joel, there is something very interesting. The second chapter, Joel chapter 2, verse 23. 28 is the word which says that there shall be an outpouring of the spirit in the last days. But 23 and 24 says, yes.
Be glad then, ye children of Zion.
Yes.
And rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month.
Amen. So that is revival. The latter rain and the former rain will come down together. Now the 24th verse. The threshing floor shall be full of wheat, and the vat shall overflow with new wine and oil. So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust. My great army which I send among you, you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be put to shame. Amen. Amen. So look at the scripture. It says, revival and resources go together. You shall be satisfied with new grain, new wine. Say that with me. Revival and supernatural resources
go together.
Amen. Zechariah chapter 1 verse 17. Again, one of the scripture. The first chapter verse 17. Cry yet saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, my cities through prosperity shall yet be spread abroad. See, my cities through prosperity shall be spread abroad. Yes. Amen. In Haggai chapter 2, the Bible says, verses 6 to 9, the glory in the house will be greater than the glory in the former days. And then it goes on to say, the silver is mine and the gold is mine. See, the glory shall fill the house, the silver is mine. It's all connected together. So God is raising up a generation that will not only carry the fire and the presence of God, but it will also carry supernatural supplies. And let me give you a warning here. If you will not be faithful, God will raise up unbelievers who will be faithful in the area of prosperity to take care of God's work. God, in the book of Isaiah, the 45th chapter, raised up Cyrus, a Gentile king, to build the house of God. A Gentile king. There are plenty of Jews around, but God raised up a Gentile king. And the third verse says, to Cyrus, God's word says, I will give you treasures in darkness. I will not give you treasures and wealth that is laid in the darkness. Why? Because the work of God has to continue. There are Jews, plenty of prophets, plenty of priests, plenty of very devout people, but not committed in that area. And so God is saying, I'm going to raise up somebody else Amen. Glory to God. Blessed be the name of Jesus. If believers won't do it, somebody else will take their place in this grace of prosperity. Amen. That is what Jesus said in the New Testament. If you guys won't praise me, I will raise up stones. And there is a song which goes on, Lord, let there be not a stone that will take my place. I do not know how to sing it right now, but one of the stanzas is, let not a stone take my place. If I won't praise God, God will raise up the stones to praise Him. If I won't be faithful in the area of finances to take care of God's work, God says, I will raise up others who will do it. So for you to enjoy the blessing of God in that area of finances, you need 12 things. Just a rehearsal. One, the revelation from God's word. He delights in the prosperity of His children. Say that with me. He delights in the prosperity of His children or of His servants. Psalms 35, 27. 3 John 2. Beloved, I pray that you prosper in all things and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Beloved, I pray that you prosper in all things and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Revelation of God's word will bring you possession of His blessing. Revelation of His word precedes a release of blessing. The revelation of God's word determines the manifestation of that blessing. If God has said it, He will do it. Deuteronomy 29 and 29th verse says, the hidden things belong to God, but that which is revealed is for us. So if it is revealed from the word, it is for us. Glory to God. Blessed be the name of Jesus. See, there has to be a conviction in your heart that comes by revelation. I would have fainted if I did not believe that I would see the goodness of God in the land of the living. I would have fainted unless I believed that I would see the goodness of God in the land of the living. What you believe determines what you see. If you believe that you will struggle all through your life, you will see that. If you believe that you're going to be sick, very sick, you will have all the diseases that was there in your family tree. You will have that. If you believe that God cannot save you, God won't. What you believe is what you will receive. I would have fainted unless I believed I would see the goodness of God in the land of the living. What you believe determines how you behave, and how you behave determines what you become. You know, there's a lot of information that I'm giving you from the word tonight. I would want you to write it down, because it's almost like a financial conference. Getting all the word from that, you will need to chew on it, meditate on it, pray about it, think about it for a few weeks until it becomes a part of you. I don't want you to listen to a message through this year and then let it go through the other year. Or just say amen for that moment and not have the word in your heart. Unless you have the revelation of God's word and you're convicted in your heart by the Holy Spirit, this is for me, and you believe that, you won't see it. There are many people who have intellectual belief but don't have faith inside. And those kind of people are kind of proud and arrogant, and they walk about, I know, but they don't enjoy any blessing. What's the use of that head knowledge if it is not manifesting as a blessing for you? So I am speaking about something the Holy Spirit does in convicting you inside, that you know deep within, where you can say, unless I believed, I would have fainted, that I would see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Genesis 6, 8 and verse 20 to 22. As long as the earth remains, so shall there be seed time and harvest. As long as the earth remains. So you cannot have a harvest unless you have a seed. The ground has been tilled, the rain is falling, yet there is no seed for the harvest to come out. So what you believe, you have to apply it. And when you apply it and put those seed in there, there cannot be a harvest. See, it is not what you know that changes your life, but what you do that changes your life. What you know is intellectual. What you do is that makes you wise. Somebody said there are many intelligent fools. They know in their head, drinking will spoil the liver. They know it, they're intelligent, but they still drink. They haven't done the part of stopping it. Or smoking will destroy their lungs. They know it. But they keep smoking, they're intelligent fools. So there are many in the church who have intellectual knowledge of many things. And they boast about it. Ah, Pastor, I know it. Of course, Pastor, I know it. Even before you preached, I knew it. And you boast that you know. That boasting is useless. It's a waste of boast. It doesn't profit you at all. It's a waste of boast. Don't waste your boast. So it is the revelation of God's word about tithing, about sowing, that you understand and you put into action that produces the result. Isaiah 32 verse 20. Look at the scriptures. Isaiah 32 verse 20.
Blessed are ye that sow beside all waters.
Blessed are you if you sow before all waters. Waters in the Bible is symbolic of scripture, the word of God. Ephesians 5 speaks about that. The washing of the water by the word. So blessed is he who sows before. It is the revelation of a word that makes you to sow or tithe. Because there are many who in traditional churches who are faithful in tithing and who don't see anything because they don't know from scripture the blessings that are associated with it. Blessed are you if you sow before all manner of water. So when the revelation of God's word comes, that is when you know, I have to sow into it. This truth is for me. Look at the NLT version of Ecclesiastes 4 and verse 11. You know, you keep obeying God's word relentlessly, tirelessly in terms of your giving. Look at the NLT version of Ecclesiastes 11 verse 4. Lift your hand and say, Holy Spirit, give me a revelation from the Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So I do not know which point this is, but in a prosperous people, I was in a meeting last week out of the country. Since my travel plans are not to be set out, I can't say it, but in a different country. So there, the Holy Spirit said something which was very powerful. He said, when you pray, when you close your eyes and when you're praying, if you can't see it, you won't receive it. So when you're praying, you can pray all through your life, but if you can't see what you're praying for answered, you won't receive it. There has to be a mental picture. If you're sick and you're praying, and you say, Lord, please heal me, Lord, please heal me, please heal me. You can be praying for eternity. But you can ask, you can pray, but there comes a point when prayer that you release your faith to see you healed. Where Jesus has taken that sickness and you're walking in the hell that God has freely given to you through sacrifice of Jesus. You see it, then you know, you say amen to what you've seen that is manifested into your body. It's the same way with finances. If you see yourself in prayer all the time, it's in bondage, in lack, in poverty, in need, and you're always miserably praying, oh, please, please, Lord. I've been praying for 7 years. You can pray for 70 years. Nothing will happen. But you come to that point where you see it. A picture or a mindset of abundance should be there in your mind. Proverbs 21 verse 5. The 21st chapter verse 5. Look at that first.
The thoughts of the diligent.
The thought of the diligent.
Tend only to plenteousness.
See, the thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness or abundance. So the thoughts, the mental picture of the diligent is plenteousness. Plenteousness. Glory to God. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Can you imagine that? You're seeing, God said to Abraham, lift up your eyes, look. Eastward, southward, northward, westward. Look. See, can you see it? As much as your eye can see, I'll give it to you. See, can you see it? Can you look at the stars in the sky? That shall be the number of your... See, you need to have a picture. Men and women of God have pictures, not only in their mind. If your mind is not free enough to have those pictures, have pictures in your prayer wall. Glory to God. Are you with me? At 100, you being young and strong and running a 10-kilometer marathon, have that picture. And say, thank you, Lord, for that. Have that picture. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Of abundance. What is flowing in your mind will flow in your life. Mental picture determines the actual future. What goes through your mind will overflow into your life. So somebody who is committing a crime, it didn't happen spontaneously. He's thought about it. He's pictured it. Okay, I have to break that window, to get in there, make sure that I poison the dog. He's pictured it. People who sin, they picture that in their mind first. They already seen it. What you imagine will eventually emerge. Ephesians chapter 3. We know the scriptures. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, I think. 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. See, according to the power that works in us. What you imagine eventually will emerge. Scarcity is first in the mind. People who are in the spirit of debt, or people who are bound by it, they can only imagine, oh my God, I can't pay the school fees. I don't think I'll be able to build that house. I don't think I'll be able to build that car. Oh my God, in old age, I'll know what I'll do. They're seeing that. May your minds be free in the name of Jesus. May you think the scripture way. May you think word wise. May you think in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The thoughts of the diligent lead to plenteousness. May your thoughts be free in the name of Jesus. Through every crisis, there are people who will think a possibility. See yourself paying for that plane for the gospel work. See yourself. Hey, you know, this year, you know, team wise into Africa, you've been being called into so many nations in Africa. See yourself as hey, first class tickets for every team member ride into Africa. Let me just fun then. One of the great men of God, one of the richest pastors in the world, once he was going for ministry and then he saw a private plane and a rich man standing there. So this pastor went to him and told one of his team members, go tell him to give us a lift in that plane till our own plane arrives. So, you know, team member went and said that to the rich man. The rich man laughed and went off. But today that man of God has got about 30 planes. If it doesn't cross your mind, it won't cross your life. Glory to God. Lift up your mind to the Holy Spirit and say, let the Holy Spirit draw on my mind. Let the Holy Spirit be the artist over my mind. May He paint pictures of health and healing and wholeness and righteousness and victory and prosperity and long life and good relationships and serving the Lord and the goodness of God. Let Him paint pictures in your mind, in your heart. Let every picture the devil has drawn in your mind be erased in the name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus now. Light of Oshas, what an umbrausmia. Lamprakala noish the bish. Waishas, what an umbrausmia. Maida, waishas, what an umbrausmia. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. So the next point is to enjoy the prosperity of God, maintain right confessions or utterances in your mouth. Proverbs 18, 20 and 21. Proverbs 18, 20 and 21. Like I said, write down, meditate upon it.
A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. And with the increase of...
See, the man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. And with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Can you imagine that? Your filling comes by the increase of your confession, your utterances, what you speak. What you speak with your mouth. But if you are in a lift, never, if you have to go to the reception, you know, never say, I'm going down, because you will never go down. I mean, practice your lips. I'm going to the reception area. Practice it. If, you know, looks like the rice is finished, you never use those words at home. Looks like our provisions need to be renewed. See? Because none of those things finish in your life. Supernatural supply. Whew. Your heart, your hand, and your mouth should cooperate together to see supernatural results. Amen. Your heart, your hand, and your mouth should cooperate or come together to see supernatural results. In your heart, you should believe. With your hand, you should release. And with your mouth, you should declare. And then God will move His hand to supply. Say that with me. With my heart, I should believe. With my hand, I should release. With my mouth, I should declare to see the goodness of God. Amen. How are you doing? If somebody says, don't say, I am managing. You're not a manager to say that. I never say that. To say, I'm thriving for the glory of God. Amen. As you have uttered in my ears, so shall it be done unto you. Numbers 14, 26 or 28. As you have uttered in my mouth, in my hearing, so shall I do it unto you. There's an interesting scripture. If you don't learn any other scripture tonight, look at this one. Ecclesiastes 5 and verse 6. Ecclesiastes, the 5th chapter, verse 6. Can you read it?
Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin.
Suffer not thy mouth
to cause thy flesh
to sin. Cause thy flesh
to sin.
To sin.
Neither say thou before the angel.
Nor say before the angel.
That it was an error.
It was an error. One other version says, I was only joking. Don't say before the angel, I was only joking. It was error. Chumma paranja. Hey. Chumma paranja. Don't say that. Amen. Don't say that with your mouth. The angel is listening. And your confession, what you speak. Don't say, I'm dying. Don't say, I'm depressed, I'm feeling low. You think, okay, you're being truthful. You're not being truthful. Truth is God's word. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I'm rich. Words of your mouth will ultimately bring in the harvest into your life. Proverbs 13 verse 12. Glory to God. If you're learning something tonight, lift your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. We can do, that's not the word. Proverbs 13 verse 12. No, that's not the word. 20. Yeah. Okay, at this point, you might really need to get into your spirit. See, supernatural supply always comes where there is an atmosphere or a climate of joy. Do you know that? I shall draw water with joy from the wells of salvation. That's what the Bible says in Isaiah 12 verse 3. I shall draw water from the wells of salvation with great joy. Those who sow in tears shall reap. So for the harvest to come, there needs to be joy. Joy atmosphere, praise atmosphere is needed for God to bring about His blessing around you. There are angels of joy. Angels that will make you joyful. That's why kids laugh sometimes in their sleep. So the angel making them laugh. They're seeing something because their spirits are pure. Look at Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 19 and 20. Jeremiah chapter 30, verses 19 and 20.
And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry.
And I will out of them shall go forth thanksgiving
and the voice of them that
and the voice of them
that make merry.
That make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. And I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. See, when thanksgiving and merry heart go together, God says there is increase, there's multiplication. Look at Joel chapter 1, verse 11 and 2. 11 and 12. Joel chapter 1, 11 and 12.
Be ashamed, O ye husbandmen. Howl, O ye vine dressers, for the wheat and for the barley, because the harvest of the field is perished.
Yes, read
the
on.
The wine is dried up.
The wine is dried up.
And the fig tree languisheth.
The fig tree languisheth.
The pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree. Even all the trees of the field are withered.
All the trees of the field are withered. Why?
Because joy is withered away from the
because
sons of men.
Because joy is withered away. The reason everything around you is withered is because there is joy first that was withered away from you. So look at somebody and say, don't have a face that frowns. Don't have a 6 o'clock face. Are you with me? Glory to God. Have you seen men of God? Joyful men of God. There is something. There are people who are angry with everybody. No one can be around them. Always on the edge and upset and frowning and depressed. The joy of the Lord shall be your strength. You want to be strong? Joy. Tonight, joy. You know, there are people who are very frustrated, very upset. And if the husband is very frustrated and he takes it out on his wife, before long, the wife will transfer that frustration onto the children. Especially the child that looks like the father. Well, this is true, isn't it? Some of you are laughing, yeah. You know it's true. Don't transfer frustration and anger, but joy. And glory to God. As a family, you know, sit together and sing songs of joy and love. The atmosphere of thanksgiving, the atmosphere of giving glory to God will bring in. Thank God for every little thing that God is doing for you. Every blessing that He's given you. The more you thank Him, that multiplies. Sometimes people look for that big breakthrough, that big miracle, that big project taking place, and they miss out on what God is doing for them right then. But thank God for every little thing that He's doing. The more you do that, the more it begins to increase. The more it begins to be multiplied. Glory to God. Glory to God. Light us with alam shasmin eteria. Jalas moraidi kal produces it. Amen. Let me tell you, if you are a tither and you are depressed, don't tithe. Sometimes people say, Pastor, I've been tithing very faithfully, I've been giving, and nothing has happened. With that attitude, nothing's going to happen. Are you with me? God loves a cheerful giver. Why? Because there is an atmosphere of joy that produces the angels to act forth. This financial year, may your house be saturated with the joy of the Holy Spirit. Glory to God, and let there be a supernatural supply of blessings into your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So for financial supply, three things to watch out for that you should not do, that you should take a decision you won't do. One, avoid borrowing. Two, avoid waste. Avoid borrowing. You know how many banks are willing to give you a loan? Because they know how they can mess you up. They'll be so nice to you to get you to take that loan. Once you've taken that loan, you will see the other side. There are people who have the freedom to borrow online. You know, I had a message that came from my bank saying, 2 minute loan sanctioned. 1 minute, sorry. 1 minute loan sanctioned. Privileged customer. I said, Lord, may I never ever have to do that. It's like a spider that will create a web. And you don't know unless you're, until you're caught into that. You fly into where they've got their arms stretched out and say, we'll come home and sanction the loan for you, brother. And people who have a practice of borrowing seldom enjoy supernatural supplies, because it's something that God hates. In Deuteronomy 15 and verse 6, God's word says, borrow not. Yeah, it's there in the scripture, Deuteronomy 15 verse 6. Borrow not. Borrowing is a self-help mechanism, an alternative to scriptural supplies. It is actually a kind of disobedience and rebellion against divine instruction. Borrow not. Romans 13 verse 8, my spiritual father taught me that. Owe no man anything. Owe no man anything. When you borrow, you are emptying tomorrow into your today. Tomorrow arrives empty because you're always, oh, I have to pay that. There are nations that borrow and they put their people in trouble. And I was reading in Singapore, they have huge flats that are built for children yet to be born. See, that's the vision. They've already made sure the country is a country there. I'm thankful to my father that he never gave me any debt. So make it a point in your heart that you write down and say, I will avoid borrowing at all cost. Because I want to have faith for supernatural supply. And also waste. Waste is buying things you don't need. Just wasting. Somebody says there's a great deal happening. You buy toothpaste, they give you one umbrella free. You don't need that umbrella. And you... So to experience supernatural supply, the things that you should watch out this financial year is borrowing, waste, no. Three, avoid dependence on man. Don't make any man your source. The book of Jeremiah chapter 17. Verses 5 and 6. Like I told you, I'm giving you so much that you need to write down, meditate on this, pray in the Holy Spirit, and allow God's word instruct you. Jeremiah 17, 5 and 6. It says there, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land and not inhabited. But blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. Glory to God, and whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, and her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall not cease from yielding fruit. Refuse to make man your God. Don't look to men. Looking to man will make you look away from God. And when you look away from God, you are looking away from that which is good. None of us who look to Jesus shall be ever put to shame. Write it down. No man's pocket is big enough for my destiny. Are you with me? For the dream that God has put into my heart, no man's pocket is big enough. Only God has a big enough pocket to supply. Amen. There are people who come for prayer and say, you know, I was counting on my uncle to help me, and he let me down, Pastor. Yeah, that's the problem. You won't enjoy supernatural supply because you were counting on a man. You know, when we were buying the land years back, there was a person who came to me and said, Pastor, any need of money, I can lend it to you. I said, no. I need huge amounts. But I decided I would only go before the Lord. God alone, Jesus alone, has to be your source of blessing. Man might be a channel. God can use sometimes, but he's not the source. Glory to God. Do you have some more time to understand and learn the word of the Lord? For your supernatural supply, look to Jesus. And I close with this. people who walk in supernatural supply are open to divine direction. We know the scripture, but I want you to meditate on that. Psalms 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not
want.
Isn't that simple enough? We know it by heart. And you are in want. So is the Lord your shepherd? Look at the next verse.
He makes me to lie down
in green pastures.
He leads me beside the still waters.
See, so when God leads you, there are green pastures and still waters. So you have to be open to God's leading. When God doesn't lead you, when you are going on your own, there is dry pasture. But when God leads you, when Jesus is the shepherd, He leads you, there is green pastures and still waters. Look at Isaiah 48 verse 21. Isaiah 48 verse 21. And they thirsted not when He led them through the deserts. He caused the waters to flow out of the rock for them. He clave the rock also, and the waters gushed out. They thirsted not when He led them through the desert. Can you imagine? He led them through the desert, but they didn't thirst. That's when God leads you, there is a supply. Look at 49th chapter, Isaiah 49 verse 10. And never forget this. And underline that. Memorize it if you can. That is the word for this financial year for you. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun smite them. For He that has mercy on them shall lead them. Even by the springs of water shall He guide them. Don't lead yourself. Open your mouth and say, I should not lead myself.
I should not lead myself.
I should allow the shepherd to lead me.
I should allow the shepherd.
There shall be plenty. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. There is a connection between divine provision and divine direction. Lord, do not lead me into a wrong business, Lord. Into a wrong business partner. Don't lead me into a wrong investment, Lord. God told Elijah, go to the widow at Sarephath. Not to any widow. Not the widow in another city. Widow of Sarephath. That's how God is leading. Go there. There I have commanded. Jesus spoke to Peter and said, go fish in the lake of Gennesaret. Not any lake. You go to any lake and you throw, you are not going to get a gold coin in the fish. Very fishy, right? You might just get a fish if you're a good fisherman. Lift your hands to the Lord and say, Jesus, shepherd of my soul, lead me.
Jesus, shepherd of my soul, lead me.
Shepherd of my soul, lead me. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I close with these two things. 2 Chronicles 20:20. 2 Chronicles, it says there.
And they rose early in the morning. And went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said.
Just get the B part of it. It said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God. So shall you be established. May you be established this year.
Amen.
Believe in His prophets and you shall prosper. Submission to the prophet over your life is important for your prosperity. You cannot go wrong on that scripture. You cannot go wrong. You have to believe in God for you to be established, but believe also His prophets that you might prosper. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 One more scripture and I close with this. Malachi chapter 2 and verse 2. And we pray together. Malachi 2 verse 2.
If you'll not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart, to give glory unto my name, says the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I've cursed them already, because you do not lay it to heart.
See, one version says, if you will not hear me, and if you will not lay it to heart, to give thanks unto my name, or glory unto my name, I will even send a curse and a curse upon your blessing. There are people who, you know, who get a blessing and they don't give glory to God. The moment they're blessed, they think, I'm not that bad. Huh? Yeah, it must have been my suit or my charm or my education or whew. Before they know, the next level blessing doesn't come. Why? They forget it was God and they don't give Him the glory. They don't even testify to glorify the Lord. Appreciation and giving glory to God will always bring multiplication in your life. For every blessing, Lord, I thank you. This is you, Lord. The moment you acknowledge that before Jesus, you keep increasing and increasing and increasing, and the supply keeps flowing and flowing and flowing. May there be supernatural supply. May your life not walk in a curse, but enjoy the blessings of God. Thank you, Jesus. I commit, Lord, the congregation into your hands tonight. And I speak your word of blessing over their finances, over their health, over their mind, over the spirit. We give you glory and honor. We magnify your name in Jesus' name. Amen.